This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
You were talking about the authority of the books in the New Testament, and I endorse that. But I always object when people say that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. There's nothing in Scripture that explicitly states that.
We have a screen and you can see who's where waiting in the queue, and it says Mary Magdalene wasn't a prostitute. So during the break, I went and researched it, and you're correct. That's absolutely correct.
Number 5.
Anger is not a sin, not automatically. So he was in the
military. I can't forgive you for a lot of things. I can't forgive you for this. I just can't.
So let me see if I understand. So while he was married to you, he married another woman?
Yeah, and then had a baby.
And had another baby. So he broke his vows, so he has committed adultery. All right. So did he marry her after he married you or before?
Yes.
After.
When I thought he was in treatment, he was in the Cayman Islands getting married.
So are you going to church?
Yes, I do.
So he did that, so it means he lied, and he deceived, and he committed that adultery. That is grounds for divorce, not that you're obligated to, but you're able to.
Number 4.
What was the forbidden fruit in the book of Genesis?
No one knows. It just says fruit. That's all. That's it.
No one knows?
Well, God does, but we don't know if it was an apple or orange or what.
Well, it's not a regular fruit that we eat.
Well,
it's a different type of fruit.
It is? What makes you say it's a different type of fruit?
Because you got to use your common sense whenever you read the scripture, and you got to search it out and ask God for wisdom to let him reveal it to you.
Reveal it to you. So did he reveal this to you?
He did.
Okay.
He reveals a lot of things to me.
Okay. And what did he reveal?
I don't know if I should say or not on the air.
It's up to you, but if God's talking to you and revealing things, you know, it's worth checking out. But if you don't want to say, that's okay.
Number 3.
You guys were talking about eating of the forbidden fruit and stuff like that, and talking about how that caused the fall of Adam. Where does it say that sickness was a part of that?
Romans 5:12 says that sin entered the world through Adam. It doesn't say just people, but the world.
Okay.
So he's the representative of basically everything. This is why we have hurricanes, plagues, floods, things like this. And so that's the source area for that. And sin entered the world through one man, Adam, because he's the federal head. He represented mankind as well as the created order.
So how does sickness fall into this?
That's part of the effect of the fall, the effect of sin in the world. God made things in the garden. There was no sickness. There was no evil. There was nothing bad. When sin entered the world, then we had death, and all the other things are recorded in the scriptures after that. And so we theologically say sin entered the world through Adam. Romans 5:1.
Number 2.
My question is in regards to people who say that they can communicate with animals. I was curious if that is similar to psychics who say they can talk to your loved ones and they're familiar spirits.
No, dog whispering, you know, things and animals and things like that. It's just that they understand animal behavior and they know how to use that. I remember seeing a video of a man who they call him the horse whisperer. I saw it years ago, and there was this horse that was really difficult to work with. And this man, he was really interesting. He explained what he was going to do and why, and he just did body language and he turned certain directions and did certain things at certain times. This horse came up to him and would let him ride him. It was amazing. Animals have certain postures and positions and attitudes, and they'll do certain things. And people are just in tune with them, and that's all it is. Now, if they can say they talk to them and know their thoughts, that's a problem.
Number 1!
Do rapists or child molesters, can they repent and go to heaven as well?
Yes. People often misrepresent what salvation is. Is it possible that someone can repent on their deathbed and become Christian? Absolutely. And then go to heaven. Yes, it's possible. Do we have false conversions at times like that? Well, yes. We can't say that one instance represents all instances. We had to look at each person's situation individually and make judgments, if we could, in that situation. So if someone like Ted Bundy was, you know, an evil man, and he just mouthed these words at the end, well, whatever. Now, Jeffrey Dahmer, he was a serial killer, and he ate people. And what I had heard from more than one place was that he actually repented of it and actually did trust in Christ. Now, I don't know if he did or did not for real. I'm not there to be able to say. But I'd heard that there were some pastors who had gotten a hold of him, and they said, yeah, he repented. He's confessing Christ. He was ended up murdered in jail, I believe it was. Well, would he go to heaven? Yeah, if he truly repented and truly believed in Christ.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
And now, the end is near.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-YESWORD, 800-YES-WORD, or give at truthnetwork.com.